WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a tough conversation with a loved one, a project at work that's hitting snags, or even just a bad hair day. Ever feel like you're drowning in the chaos of it all? We've all been there. But what if I told you that cultivating resilience, that inner strength to bounce back from setbacks, starts with something surprisingly simple, self-compassion. Sounds kinda cheesy, right? Be nice to yourself. Yeah, easier said than done when your brain is buzzing with negativity and self-doubt. But trust me on this one. Practicing self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your problems. It's about approaching challenges with kindness and understanding, recognizing that you're human, capable of making mistakes, and worthy of support, even when things get rough. Think about it like this. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. What do you say? You probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Why wouldn't we extend the same level of kindness to ourselves? So how can we actually build resilience through self-compassion? Here are 5 power moves to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly judging and criticizing? Yeah, that one needs a timeout. Start by simply acknowledging its presence. Don't engage with it or try to silence it completely, that rarely works. Instead, observe it like a passing cloud. Acknowledge it's there but don't let it define you. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Remember that friend going through a tough time? Now imagine saying the same harsh things to them. Yuck, right? So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you care about. 3. Embrace imperfection. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and growing. Mistakes are inevitable. They're part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over them, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember that successful people rarely achieve greatness without stumbling along the way. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, and simply be. This helps calm the mind, reduce stress, and cultivate a sense of self-awareness. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish that challenging project? Master a new skill? Treat yourself with some well-deserved praise. Recognizing your successes builds confidence and reinforces positive self-belief. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant but overworked graphic designer. She's constantly pushing herself to meet deadlines, often sacrificing sleep and personal time in the process. One day, she misses a crucial meeting due to exhaustion. Instead of beating herself up, Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges that everyone makes mistakes, and uses it as an opportunity to implement better time management strategies. She talks to her boss, explains the situation honestly, and works out a plan to prevent similar occurrences in the future. Sarah demonstrates resilience by practicing self-compassion. She learns from her mistakes without letting them define her. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by cultivating self-compassion, you'll equip yourself with the inner strength to navigate challenges with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So go out there, treat yourself like the incredible human being you are, and watch your resilience soar. And hey, if this resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little stoic mindset reset. Catch us tomorrow for another dose of power moves for calm and control. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.